So tell me about the kind of things that you picked out of the bins.
Oh, it was really hard. I think I went for things that just grabbed my eye and had maybe something that I could identify with my personal experience. A lot of what we have is costume jewellery, so something that I thought looked a bit funky and cool.
Yeah. And were they materials that you had worked with before?
No, a lot of the work that was donated, because it's costume jewellery, has base metal or steel or coated materials, and I've usually worked predominantly with silver, so it's a very different experience using different products and using things that already have stones set in them or have glass in them and trying to work with those. Yeah, it's quite different.
And so tell me what you started working on.
At the moment, I've taken a pendant that has had a big stone set in it, and I've popped the stone out and I've cut back the claw settings so that they've become a feature because they're a different colour, and then I'm now starting to rivet on some beads from a different piece that I just feel complement the piece.
And so what will it be in the end?
In the end, it's going to turn into a brooch, so just a pin that you can wear on your jacket.
And how many different elements will then make up that pin?
So it'll end up being three different pieces have gone in together to make one new pin.
And have you been concerned in the past with the idea of ethical metalsmithing? Have you come across it before?
Yeah, certainly. At the project that I'm studying at the moment for my honours degree is all about green jewellery and ways that you can incorporate better studio practice into your work. So I've definitely been looking at using recycled metals and recycled stones and looking at different ways that you can improve how you're working to make it a cleaner process.
Where would you normally source them from?
There are certain manufacturers that sell recycled metals, and other than that, you can get, you know, just from St. Vinny's or somewhere. There's often old stones that you can look into there. And but predominantly because I work in sterling silver, it's using scrap and reusing that.